Oh. There's a lot of excitement walking the dog. Late at night. That's my little cottonwood studio. Consider the big man showing his face. No, I'm not going for the walk. So it is all about emptying the old mind. And in the sight of the day like this, the mind can feel old. And then it works for it. And then all is left. Nothing is right, but something is right to help us to down.
That's better, isn't it? All sorts of apps you can have on your smart bit of equipment. Oh, I see it's red bins tomorrow. Right, that's actually quite handy. That means I've got a grey bin that's full and won't get emptied for another week. That's the problem with Christmas. That's a problem with Christmas and New Year. You generate an awful lot of waste, rubbish. Yeah. Oh well. Fris a change. Go. Wish I could speak Spanish or something like. Like today I had a conversation, made me feel like I wish I could speak Chinese. Might have been a job for me. But yeah, here we have. What did I say? Think of the moon on the Yellow River. I'm sure Joni Mitchell had a song called The Moon Is Over Africa and something at night is the people out there who will know that, if they ever get to listen to this, they'll know as soon as I am that my old memory. I did love Joni Mitchell, you know, she was such a breath of fresh air. Why do I think of Joanna Newsom as well? I don't know, why do you think of anything? You know, things pop in and pop out randomly and, you know, they... Oh. Thoughts. I wonder who invented the word thought. I mean, the particular word thought. I mean, you could have... The experience of thinking could have been called... Raspberrying. We could be all now. You know, I'm going to raspberry that idea. I'm going to raspberry about that. Instead, I'm going to think about that. Ah, stupidity is one of the greatest things ever invented. It really is. It's delightful to be silly and stupid and. Frivolous and pointless, and the bin is full. I can tell you what, not only is the bin full, but there is, unfortunately, I'm going to do a civic duty. Come on, Rocky. Come here. I've now got a bin down here. Pick up a plastic container and return it to my neighbour's bin. Oh, the dog is having his way with the bin. My goodness, that's a very long way. Come on, okay. Yeah. Now I can sleep well tonight because I picked up a plastic container that was on the middle of the road here in the estate. Yeah, somebody asked me about where I go walking recently on Twitter. And they said, pick me up. Charles Taggart it was, anyway. He probably won't listen to this audio. He's over there in America. He's in a place called Ithaca. But anyway, he wondered about my use of the word estate to describe where I live. And, yeah, I don't know, we call it an estate. But of course, I don't own it, so it's my estate, but I don't actually own it. But, estates. I used to have quite a bit of impressions of estates years ago when I worked in the UK for the National Trust. They had a lot of dealings with estates, and there were estate agents and the whole world. Land. Oh, there are people alive in that house. I saw them actually moving around, and this is now 2335. Oh. Now, Rocky, let me just pay attention to you. You're going along there. You're not meant to be walking in front of me. Come on, you're at heel. Yeah, you're at heel. He's much more comfortable since I changed my stance on how to take him walking. He's much more comfortable being held back, not being allowed to walk in front of me, being allowed to walk along beside me. And he's much more relaxed. His heartbeat has really fallen. It really is. He's become become much yes, like, it's a bit like, if I can finally get the words out, Rocky, I'll say it's a bit like you've gone to a Buddhist monastery and done a bit of mindfulness and come back a much more calm creature than you used to be. But anyway, that's a bit of a mouthful. Walking with a dog under the stars. Yeah, I suppose it's a bit like going swimming in a dream, really. Yeah, just let it all wash over you, and whatever happens will happen. Is that a cow I heard? I would have. It is. That is a cow. It was Thomas Gray who said, the ploughman homeward plods his weary way and leaves the world to darkness and to me. Something about cows, though, in that. I thought there were cows in that poem. Can't remember. Ah, never mind. What do I know about cows? Except that the Irish word for a road is a bohar, which is like where cows cross, I think. Yeah. Cattle track. Cow path. Path reminds me of Path, that piece of software called Path. Ooh, what a lovely. Say less, mean more. Oh, lights on. Neighbour's car. Can't see who's in the car because it's blinding me. But there we go. Late night in Glenmire. Often when I go walking, I think of earthworms and creatures that live under the soil doing their job. We used to have rabbits on this estate, you know that? Yeah, they don't seem to be as plentiful as before. But if you came in here late at night with a car, you'd see rabbits scattering in all directions. Oh, just passing the house where my neighbour's son came and played with my daughter this evening. They were very harmonious, I must say. I was getting them ready to do kickboxing. Yeah, I was trying to get them to realise that, you know, when you do kickboxing and martial arts and all that, you do need your partner to survive. You're not actually, no advantage in knocking your training partner out. Yeah, much better to develop your strengths together. So there we are, little walk, little dog walked. He's had a good long walk today. I didn't do the other walk, but he certainly had a good time. So we'll go into the house and we'll close down for the night. Oh. Into kitchen, Rook. That's it. That's the end of your walk. Say goodnight to everybody. Go on, say goodnight. That's it. Good dog. Good night, everybody.